So Sheni of Chayisara is a little bit of a funny structure. It seems to be an admixture of two completely different topics, the actual Kvura of Sari Imenu, and then the beginning of the process of the Shavua to the Eved regarding the Nisuin of Yitzchak Avinu, and the stigma against Benos Kanan and Kiyem Alarti Vel Maladati Telech Velakachta Isha Livni Misham. So the truth of the matter is that the Tzada Shaba Shabahen, and this is, I think, clearly the organizing principle of the Aliyah, is Eretz Yisrael, and the significance of Eretz Yisrael. And of course, this is highlighted by Machlokes Rashi in the Ramban, Hashem Elokei HaShamayim Velokei HaAretz, Asher Lekachani Mibeis Avim Eretz Muladati, Asher Dibir Li, etc. So Rashi has the beautiful Medrash, Elokei HaShamayim Velokei HaAretz, that it was Avram's doing. He was initially just Elokei HaShamayim, and now he's Elokei HaAretz as well, that Avram was Makri, Shem Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Befikol Abrios. The Ramban says, Lishitasu in Parshas Achrimos, that he's Elokei HaAretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha is felt directly in Eretz Canaan, right? Anybody who's Dar B'chutz L'Eretz, Kamishen Lo Eloha, because everything is channeled l'shita saramban in achrimos via intermediaries in chutz laretz tomas aretz ha'amim. But here, you know, we have the direct hashkacha, and so that's highlighted, you know, on the back end why Avram Avinu was so intent, you know, that Yitzchak Avinu lailo sovei shalach asacharay laretz azos hehashev hashives bincha El Haaretz Asher Yasatzim Misham, He Shamer Lecha, is Avram's response. God forbid that you should contemplate such a thing, Pentashivez B'ni Shama. So that clearly on the back end is the emphasis on what's now Eretz Canaan, what will be Eretz Yisrael, of course. But on the front end as well, the psukim are extremely meduyak, that they say, V'acharei Chayin, only Acharei Chayin, only after the purchase, Kavar Avraham Esara Yishtol, Merasa Steamach Bilah, Hi Chevron, Be'eretz Canaan. The Torah is going out of its way, as if we don't know that Hebron is in Eretz Canaan, as if we don't know that the Ma'aras HaMachpelah was a subject of the Kenyan. But again, the Ramban is, you know, very clear. L'fidati ki tamak suvi min ha'ol lahaskir ki hi Eretz Canaan lo Eretz Plishtim. And previous to that, v'chol zeh levar ki ha'tzadekes mesa be'eretz Yisrael v'sham nikbara. And the point is that Avram only acharei chayin, the matir for doing the kvura of Sarah, was the ownership of this particular field called Machpelah v'hame'arah sherbo, being transferred from the Bnei Ches, and in particular Ephron, to Avram Avinu v'acharei chayin, and only acharei chayin, kavar Avraham esarah yishtol me'arah sedei Machpelah hi chevron be'eretz Canaan. So the idea is that when you put these two halves together, the Jewish past is in Eretz Yisrael from this moment, and the part of Eretz Yisrael that actually is under the ownership of Avraham Avinu, and the Jewish future, right? He shamer lecha pentashiv es b'ni shama, right? The idea that the Jewish future also has to be in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem Elokei HaShamayim veElokei HaAretz l'shitas HaRamban Elokei HaAretz, in this land. So Avraham Avinu is, again, reflecting back, you know, Asher Lekachani Beis Aviyu Meretz Moladati, on the original Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu is reflecting at that moment and saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed me to leave. Lech Chomeyaretz Chomeyaladchomi Beis Avicha La'aretz Asher Areka. And here is where the Jewish story is going to unfold. And so again, Avram, myself, Simon Lebanim, Avram is constructing, right? He's, you know, in this masterful way, weaving together both the kavura of Sarah Yimenu, v'achreichen kavar Avram Yisara Yishto, right? El me'aras adayim amachpilah, hi chavron be'eretz Canaan, and then hi sham l'cha pentashiv es b'ni shama. He's weaving together, and he's the glue, right, that's ensuring that now the Jewish past, as well as the Jewish future, that story is going to be written in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, Avram knows from Bereishis Perek Tezvav and on, Yadoa Tedak Yezaracha Be'eretz Lolehem V'Avadum Binu Osam Arba Me'oshana, but V'dor Revi'i Ashuvu Heina, right? The idea is that Avram knows that he has to deepen the roots here and ensure that the story will be told here, even if he already has an idea that there will be moments when his zera is taken out forcibly, bal karcham, from Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Mitzrayim, whether it's the Eimach Hashecha Gedola Nofel Es Alav, that Avram had an intuitive sense about Bavel and Paras and Yavan, and Edom, but as the Ramban says there in the Bris Bein Abisarim, but in the end, Avram is, and this is the organizing principle of Sheni, ensuring that the Jewish past and the Jewish future is really only in one place at the national level, which of course is Eretz Canaan, he Eretz Yisrael.